This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1247. I would hope your grammar is better on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
When should you use would on IELTS, and when do you need to stick with will? Today, we break down the grammar so you can use it to impress the examiner on IELTS speaking.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, Aubrey, happy grammar episode today.
Happy grammar episode to you, Jessica. How you been? How are you doing?
I've been good. I'm excited to talk about today's topic because not only will this help you have better grammar, especially in IELTS speaking, and we'll give you examples of that today, but this grammar will be very useful to help you connect with other people in the real world beyond IELTS.
Yes, right? It's not just about IELTS. You guys want to be able to communicate, connect with colleagues, friends. So this is going to do more than help you prepare for IELTS. It's going to help you be ready for connecting in English, right? Connection, not perfection.
So we had a great question from a Three Keys student in our private Facebook group. Aubrey, can you read that question, please?
Yes. So shout out to Alexi. He said, I have a grammar question. I often hear people, mostly not native speakers, use the word would, where I would use will instead to express a future action. I understand that would has many ways to be used, so I Googled thoroughly, trying to find out if it's ever correct to use it to express regular future, not future in the past, not conditional future, but I didn't find anything. Please, native speakers, I would like you to clarify this grammar. I love this. It's so nice our students are able to put that question in there, get some tips, because as he said here, doing that Google deep dive often just makes you have more questions. You're like, this isn't clear.
It left Aubrey and I with more questions.
It's
we
true.
Were trying to research like all the possibilities of the word would. So note that he does say mostly not native speakers. And these are mistakes he's hearing. We don't use would to just replace will. It's not a one-to-one. They're not synonyms. The grammar's totally different. We're going to explain the grammar rules of would and how you will use it correctly on IELTS today. But we do want to be clear that those are mistakes that he's hearing, right?
Right, exactly. If you're just talking about the future, simple future, you need to use that will, right? It's a totally different meaning if you start using the word would.
Exactly. So if we're talking about simple future actions, we use will or going to, right? If it's planned, if it's decided on spontaneously at the moment. But to be honest with you guys, I wouldn't worry about, and there I'm using would, I wouldn't worry if I were you, there's the conditional, about the differences between will and going to, because honestly, native speakers just interchange those all the time. Like I say, you know, if somebody's like, what are you gonna do this weekend? I would say, well, I'll go to breakfast with my mom on Saturday and I'm gonna go skating with my friend after that. Like I'm talking about the same actions. Like these are plans, but I'm using both will and going to, and that's totally natural.
Absolutely. And you guys have heard this before from us, but the more you're taking in English, podcasts, TV shows, the more you're hearing these tenses used correctly, the more it's going to sound off to you, just like it would to a native speaker, to say would instead of will, right? You will know which tense is necessary based on what the message is, what the context is.
Right.
But it definitely helps to get these rules, to get kind of the phrases where we use the word would so that you have them for IELTS speaking. And like you said, Jessica, you can impress the examiner a little bit with some of these phrases.
And that's why, like you said, if we listen to a lot of English, it will sound wrong, right? That's why it didn't sound right to Alexi. You know, that's why this is a high level question from a high level 3 Keys student. So let's get into some grammar rules before we put this into IELTS contexts. What is one way that we use would?
So when there's a half phrase where the second clause is giving context, right? It's actually a conditional. Non-natives might not use that correctly. For example, if a friend asks you to go running this weekend, if it's not raining, you might just say, yeah, I would. And the full phrase would be like, yes, I would like to go raining, but we're going
to. I would
like to go raining. That wouldn't even be accent possibility. I would like to go running. I actually wouldn't say that either. So I would maybe be more likely to say I would like to go raining than I would like to go running because I don't run.
So again, this is context, guys. We've done some great lessons here and on our IELTS YouTube channel about using half idioms, about how natural and native it is just to give a phrase instead of the whole saying or the whole idiom. And it's the same here because when we're speaking, our grammar becomes informal and our sentences become incomplete. So for example, there, right? The context is like, if it's not raining, I would go running. You're not making a plan. It's not a definite thing you're agreeing to. This is still in the hypothetical realm, the imagined realm. It's a conditional. So I don't have to repeat the whole thing. Like, I'd go if it's not raining or something.
Right. In fact, it would be very unnatural, right? To repeat the entire phrase.
Right.
It's much more native and natural. Just be like, yeah, I would.
Exactly. So usually we think about would as just being the past tense of will, right? So in general, if would is used to describe future actions, they're conditional, they're imagined, they're hypothetical. And if it's used in the past, it's just the past tense of will, right? So for example, if you're talking about what someone wanted to do in the past, right? Or was willing to do in the past, didn't want to do or wanted to do. You could say would, like, oh my gosh, last night was terrible. The baby would not go to sleep.
Yes, absolutely. Or dad wouldn't lend me the car, so we had to take the train, right? That conditional tense. This is so useful for IELTS speaking. There are going to be so many questions where you're going to want to use would as the past of will.
Exactly. So again, talking about how willing or not willing someone was, right? Mm-hmm. That's easy to remember that will because it changes to would in the past. So we also use it a lot to talk about like past habits that are not happening today usually. So this is super useful for IELTS speaking because in speaking part one, you are asked about the past a lot, like your childhood, for example, or your habits in high school or college as a student. So if you're describing why you liked your hometown, for example, you'd use would to describe typical behavior. So you would say, my hometown was amazing, especially in the summers. We would go up to the lake every Saturday and bring a picnic and go canoeing. And during the weekdays, we would hang out at the arcade. I don't know. So again, we're talking about typical behavior in the past. That is very useful IELTS grammar.
Yes. And though you can say, right, we went to the lake every summer, this is so native and natural to say instead it as a habitual action. Oh, we would always go to the lake. We would run to my grandma's for cookies. And instead of saying it's past simple every time, you're switching it up a little bit.
Exactly. All right. Let's get into some speaking questions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So in this first speaking part one example we're going to do, guys, you will notice the use of would here is going to be, like we mentioned earlier, a hypothetical and imagined situation, right? So this is connected to the conditional uses where it's hypothetical, meaning this is just imagined. This isn't a plan. This didn't definitely happen in the past or present or future. This is, we're just using our creative minds here, like what ifs. All right. So Aubrey, I'm going to ask you a typical IELTS part one question.
All right.
So there might be a group of questions about famous people, celebrities, right? Common IELTS topic. And you could be asked this question. Would you want to be famous?
Absolutely not. I really value my privacy. I don't want people taking photos of me or coming up and talking to me when I don't know them, especially if I, you know, haven't showered, I don't have any makeup. So this is definitely something I would never wish upon myself. I can just imagine. I can go on and on, but I should stop. It's part one.
Okay, that was perfect. So, yeah, that was a perfect use. Like, I would never want to be famous. Really focus on that intonation, guys. All right, awesome. So let's do an example. Another example from part one about maybe like sports and exercise, another very common part one topic.
I'll ask you one, Jessica. You ready?
Okay, cool. Yep.
What is a sport or exercise that you've never tried, but you want to try in the future?
I would actually love to learn how to scuba dive. I have been snorkeling, and that's what some of my favorite experiences, some of my most vivid memories of especially like traveling and going to different places are like the snorkeling that I got to do. So I would love to take that further and take on that bigger risk and challenge by learning how to scuba dive.
Ooh, what a great answer. I love that. Not only intonation and great vocabulary, but just to start it, what a natural way to say, I would love, and then go into what you'd like to do, right? I disagree. I have no interest in scuba diving. Deep water really scares me, and really? I don't think I'm ever going to do it.
Are you somewhat claustrophobic? Because I could imagine that would make scuba diving impossible.
I don't think it's the claustrophobia. I think it's like this fear of what lurks in the deep.
Right?
Like if I'm in water and it's just dark under me, I'm always scared. I got stung by a jellyfish once on my leg.
Oh my gosh.
I think I just have this fear of something coming and just eating my feet.
No, but for reals, like I've really noticed this. If you didn't grow up near the ocean, then the ocean is usually scary. Because I know it was for me. I grew up inland in the mountains, you know what I mean? And so I didn't have a lot of ocean experience, and it just scared me. The unknown, the animals, the creatures, the blah, the drowning.
But I can't see. If the water's super clear, like in a super pool, we're good. But if I can't see what's under me, no thank you.
I know.
It's so scary.
Yeah. I had, luckily when I lived in Taiwan, I knew a lot of people that did grow up near the ocean, like, especially South Africans. And so they taught me a lot about snorkeling and swimming and body surfing. And I lost that fear. All right. Let's do one more example here. Now, this is a part three question. All right. Now, remember part three, one of the functions you are often asked about is to, imagine or hypothesize the future of a topic. So here's a great example. Do you think people will travel by plane more or less in the future?
I would like to hope that we can invent instantaneous travel at some point in the future. If I can just imagine myself somewhere and teleport there, that would be ideal. I don't want travel to take any time. I don't want to wait in an airplane or an airport. I want to just imagine it and I'm there. Let's make that happen, shall we?
Would giggle with delight if I heard a student and okay.
let's make that happen,
shall we? Like, that was the most adorable conclusion I've ever heard. Please, everyone, write that down. So you really like extended that filler in the beginning. I would hope to think. What did you say?
Something like that. I don't know. I'd have to listen back.
I would like to hope that sometime in the future. I was like, probably, wow, that's a lot of words. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. Remember, you can check out our complete Three Keys IELTS course online, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And other than that, we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.